to the Chelsea Skidmore Show. I'm here today with my guest, actress Samantha Robinson. Hi, Samantha. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. I loved you in The Love Witch. It was such a fun movie. That's where I first saw you. And then I actually saw The Love Witch not too long before I had seen Once Upon a Time. So then all of a sudden I was like, who is this girl? And then I kept seeing pictures of you like pop up everywhere. And I think it's cause I hadn't seen The Love Witch when it came out. But then once I like knew what it was, I saw it like all over Pinterest. Every time I Google like retro makeup ideas and stuff like that.
They're around Halloween, I will say. Everyone loves to dress up as The Love Witch, which is amazing. I love seeing all the costumes. It's so much fun.
That is so fun. Did that happen right? Did most people see it right away when it came out? Did it come out in 2016?
Yeah, it came out in 2016, but it was definitely one of those like sleeper kind of films where, you know, it took a while to kind of people to catch on, and then slowly the fan base grew. But I mean, even this year, I feel like there's been so many new fans, and I actually just emailed Anna Biller, the director. I'm like, it's so fun to see like all these new fans of The Love Witch. It's so nice that it's just continuing to grow. So, but no, in the beginning, like, yeah, it wasn't, not many people had seen it, even though it did have a theatrical release. It did like show in like 50 cinemas.
Oh,
when
wow.
It first came out. Yeah. But it was a slow hit.
That's so cool. And was that your first big lead role?
It was. Yeah. I actually got cast in The Love Witch when I was still at UCLA.
Oh.
And so I got cast in the movie, and at first I wasn't, you know, really sure. It took a year from the time I got cast for us till we filmed. So, you know, there was like this period where I'm like, is this going to happen? I don't know if this is going to happen. But then it was my first lead role. So, and even till this day, I mean, supporting roles, but never another really lead like that. So in short films I have, but not in another feature. So
yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I love and you know, I didn't even know that you're British, right? Obviously.
Half. Yeah, I grew up in London since the age of 3 to 14, but I completely lost my accent. Like, it's gone. Like, yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I love the accent of the character in The Love Witch. I don't know if it's like the way, like, if you would call it the effect. What is it?
It's stylized. Like, Anna, the director, is really into like classic Hollywood and old films. So we, you know, we did a lot of prep of watching old films from the 40s, 50s, 60s. So it's kind of like that very stylized voice, and just like the way that the script is written too. There's definitely like a cadence to it.
Oh yeah. 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 You were so good at that. Did you practice that, or did you just naturally kind of find it?
I definitely practiced it. Yeah. Anna was also very specific. Like, we worked together on the character, and she had like a lot of input of like what she wanted me to do. And then of course I like, you know, watch the old films, and I'm also very into those films as well. So maybe it comes a little naturally. And since I did grow up in the UK, maybe my voice is a little bit more, classical. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So maybe, yeah, half, I would say half practice, half maybe it just comes a little naturally.
That's so cool. Is that something that you learned? Did you go to Lambda, or was it the other one?
No, I went to Lambda. Yeah, I know. Is it Broadway or is it Lambda? Yeah, no, I went to Lambda. I studied at Lambda since I was like 7.
Oh, wow.
In the UK, they like implement drama super early. And, you know, you take like the test every year. I was super into it. I've always wanted to act really since I was very young. So I studied at Lambda, and then I moved to the US when I was 14. And then I went to Performing Arts High School. And then I moved to LA and went to UCLA. So I've been wanting to do it for so long, but it just takes time.
Yeah. Do you remember when you're younger, what specifically inspired you? Like, if you watched a specific performance or?
I remember watching, I loved movies, but I think like My Fair Lady, I guess Audrey Hepburn was a huge inspiration to me, and Breakfast at Tiffany's, a lot of her films I love. But yeah, I mean, all types of films. I'm an only child. So, you know, really I just had like myself and movies and, you know, my friends, of course. But yeah, movies were so integral to me growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, with Lambda, I had a friend who went, I know it's like super, super strict and like they're super on it with like diction and stuff like that too, right?
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, I know. They just like, they take it very, very seriously, which is good. Like it just kind of instills this like pressure from such a young age, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but no, it's really, I mean, you'd have your exam every year and then you either get like, I think it's called distinction. Like that was the best mark you could get. Or there was pass, distinction, and there's all different. I forget it now, honestly. It's been a while, but yeah, no, it's very serious.
Yeah, do you still use what you, do you apply what you learned in school then? Like which, or because I know you've been to like a bunch of different schools now at this point. Yeah. So do you just kind of blend together specific styles or like what do you kind of use for your technique if you have one?
I remember I took, when I was still living in the UK, I took a class with this lady who was a teacher at RADA.
Mm-hmm.
I always remember the thing she told me to do. I was at her house and we were like going over some monologues and stuff. And she's like, okay, now do the monologue to my cat. And her cat was there. So I was literally like crawling on the floor, like trying to like do my this monologue to this cat. That for some reason, that's always stuck with me. Now I have a cat, sometimes I'll do it with him. But I think, you know, I went to a performing arts high school and I did learn some things there. And, you know, they teach you about plays and stuff. So you do get a good foundation. And then I went to UCLA and I learned some things there. But I have to say, honestly, like the most training that I've gotten that is actually applicable to like me right now with auditions or just any roles that I get is like this teacher that I found outside after graduating from college. And his name is Berg, Gregory Berger. He has this studio called Berg Studios in Atwater. Obviously, it's closed right now because of COVID, but you know, he's a teacher at Yale, and a lot of the, you know, in his foundation book, a lot of the things that he teaches, like I apply to my roles now. And so, yeah, it's interesting. You could, and but like you said, you piece from different things and it all kind of, it's like a melting pot. And then you just, you know, whatever works for you, essentially.
Yeah. What's some of the stuff that you took away from him? From working at his studio?
It's just about how to get into the character, how to find things and discovery. So, like, I have, like, a list of, like, 10 or 11 things that I'll do for every, like, script that I get, like, every scene.
Mm-hmm.
And so you break it down of, like, the who am I, of course, like, those questions, just the basic questions. But then you can like do the scene in different ways. It's basically to just discover new, you don't want to get like, do it the same way. You want to do choices that are interesting or unique or out of the box. So I think by like just doing different things just to discover, then you can kind of figure out how you want to do it. So it's basically like a list of different exercises ranging from like, do the scene with a secret, you know, it's like you can do, you know, you have a secret, like, you can make up that, or do the scene, like exaggerate it to the fullest. And just like, it just gives you the freedom to play around before really locking you want to do. And there's so many different things, you know, different things you can do. But like, that was actually very helpful for me because they're like actual tools that you can use, like in your daily life. For
How it like implements into your daily life as well, like the stuff that you learn in class. Yeah, I just did a 2-year Meisner program and I was like, this completely changed me as a person because like it just helps you to become so much more vulnerable in the way that you connect with people. And like I was surprised at how many things I took away and like became a better person from it, you know?
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, I just actually did an astrology reading. I'm into astrology and the astrologer just told me, she's like, you need to apply like your tools that you have with your acting, like you said, being open, empathetic, vulnerable, that, and apply those tools that you have to your life. And like, it's kind of funny, like pulling from that. So it makes complete sense. Yeah. It's interesting.
What was your audition process like for The Love Witch?
The Love Witch. So The Love Witch, it was just like two auditions, one first audition and then a callback. Mm-hmm. And then I had a lunch with Anna. She got, I think it was like between me and someone else. And so we had a lunch. And then I got the email. It was, yeah, it's just so, it was almost like meant to be. It was crazy. Yeah. Yeah. And then it was so fun to work with her like through that year. And she actually made a mannequin of my sizes, and she, oh, wow, she sewed all my costumes herself. Like it was, wow. It was amazing and inspiring to see like the level of detail that she puts into her films.
And, yeah.
Just like her knowledge.
Wow. Yeah, it's so incredible aesthetically. Even just like the scene when you're having the tea and there's the harp playing and all of the cakes and the costumes, like every little detail is accounted for. It's so incredible.
Every detail. And just the pentagram rug that I'm like on, mm-hmm, for 30 seconds in the film, she like hand hooked for like 6 months it took her.
Wow.
And it's like, no, it's pretty amazing. It's honestly incredible. So yeah, it was just really really inspiring to work with someone like that.
Mm-hmm. And it was shot on film, right?
It was shot on film, which was such a cool experience too. Because,
yeah,
because you know, at the time I'd never heard like chuck the gate or all the film terms that, mm-hmm, you know, I was filmed, because you know, I was obviously so new. It was like my second role I've ever done. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it was so cool. And then to do the rear projection and like just feel like a classic Hollywood star. Like it was so fun. It was great.
Oh yeah. How do you film the driving scenes? Was that just like on a stage? I always wondered.
Yes. Yes, it is. So it was just on a stage and they just projected the, you know, the image in the back, and you're lit. That's why you're lit so well. Mm-hmm. So you look amazing and you're just driving. It's so much fun, honestly. The other scenes, there were some scenes where I was actually driving on the mountains, just like the wide shots. Mm-hmm. So we did that in Eureka. But yeah, and actually the car's brakes on the Mustang were terrible, mm-hmm, terrible. So it was like, I almost like fell off the cliff multiple times. But it was fun. It was worth it. What you do for film.
Right. Yeah. And then, so since it was shot on film, did that affect like how many takes you got to do? Cause I know that film can be expensive. So I don't, was it?
Yeah. Anna just kind of like, she really did. Like, that's the one thing. Like, she never really, she always just did as many as she needed. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, you do have to be conscious of that, of course, but mm-hmm, I'd never really felt it at my end. She, you know, if she didn't get what she wanted, she would keep going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you very much into witchcraft before that? Like, I feel like every young girl after they see The Craft is like super into, like, I like got all these spell books after I saw it and I've tried to do spells. Have you before?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got like way more into witchcraft when I was like prepping for it. I was reading like the Witch's Bible, and like I've always been into tarot. Like I still do tarot today, but like I got super into that. We went to some tarot readings, different kind of like witch ceremonies we went to. Yeah, I've always kind of been into the occult. It's, mm-hmm, always interests me. So yeah, but it's interesting because like every role you do, you can learn something new. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, like definitely took a lot away from that for sure.
Yeah. And then how about when you prepped for the character? Like obviously it's someone who's like very confident in their sexuality and like as a woman, and like I feel like that's like so important to like project out. Like did you do anything to kind of prepare, get yourself in the mindset for that, or is that just naturally you?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, I was 23 when I filmed that movie. And, like, I remember I watched it 2 years ago when I was playing at the New Bev. Like, I hadn't seen it in a few years. Mm-hmm. And so, and, like, as, like, having, like, had more experience and years, like, I just understood the role so much better. Like, I was, mm-hmm, so kind of, I understood it and I was able to like make sense of it back then for me to play it. But now with more experience, like it just meant so much more to me because like being a woman and like all the difficulties of like, you know, being trying to be perfect for a man and getting a man's attention, all that that comes with it, you know, just meant so much more for me now. But no, I mean, I guess like, I guess there's something, people say I have like a resting bitch face. So maybe that just helps me out. I don't know. Maybe it just comes easy. But no, I mean, I think just really working on the psychology of the character, and I tried to make sense of it as best as I could back then. And just tried to inhabit it. And maybe certain things to come more natural to me, but also rehearsing it. And yeah, it wasn't, I mean, it was difficult. It wasn't an easy role. I will say that, like, it did take some practice. So
yeah. I'm surprised to hear that you were 23.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause that's like,
that, when I shot it.
Yeah. Like now thinking like that's a young age to be playing such a mature role. Cause like I look back on my early 20s and like, I didn't know, you know, you think you're like so mature, you're an adult, you know everything, but like looking back, like you don't, like, you know, so you really like, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you really did pull exactly. that off.
Oh, thank you. Thank God. Yeah, no, it's crazy. You just like, as you get older, you do get more experience and yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. And then they had nights at the New Bev with it too, right?
Yes.
They
had a month there. So I guess when I was filming Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Tarantino like took me aside and he's like, you know, everyone keeps saying how angelic you're looking in this film, but then they're like, she's not angelic, she's a love witch. And he goes, tell me about this film. I'd read about it. Tell me about it. And I kind of told him a little bit about it. And then I guess I told Anna that he had asked me about it and she sent him a copy of it. And he watched it and he loved it. So then he put it at the New Bev for a month, which is like such a dream come true to have like a love witch playing there, you know, in such an iconic cinema.
Yeah, that's so, yeah, so that cool. Was awesome. Was there a billboard of the Love Witch on Sunset?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought I used to see one by the Comedy Store, but I could be wrong. I mean, I'm sure you would know.
Hmm. No, I don't think so. Yeah, not that. No, that'd be cool though.
Yeah. So what? Yeah. What was your audition process like for Once Upon a Time?
So that one was interesting because I really wanted to get on the movie. I had heard about it. I need to be in this film. And I had like, you know, reached out to a few people that I knew that knew Tarantino because it's like, it was such a difficult film to get on and no one really knew anything. And I was just trying to like put it out into the universe. I was like, oh God, I want to be in this movie. And then I ended up getting a phone call from my agent and they're like, okay, can you sing and can you play the piano? And I'm like, you know, you're taught as an actor, just say yes, no matter what, just say yes to anything. You can learn it. So I'm like, okay, I can sing and I can play the piano basic. And then like, okay, because you're being considered for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. They're like, okay, come and get the sides, sign the NDA, everything. So I go and I pick up the sides and I sign the NDA and it's like literally sheet music that they gave me. Like, I don't know how to read music. I'm like, what? And I remember calling my mom and I'm just like, I'm freaking out. Like, it's sheet music. What am I supposed to do? And she's like, well, you should have kept with those piano lessons when you're young. Like, that's not going to help me right now. Like, that's not what I want to hear. Anyway, so I like found a friend who like was able to read music, which was kind of difficult because I have a lot of musician friends, but a lot of them just like know the chords or something, but they don't know how to read it. So I found a friend and he like helped me play it. I got a keyboard and I just practiced for like 2 days. And then I had the audition and then I was like, oh, are there any like sides, you know? They're like, no, it's going to be an improv. So everything was just so like unique and different in the whole process of the audition. And then I did it. And then I waited, like, I think it was like 2 weeks before they told me that, like, that I had gotten it. And then I was like right on set the next week, like that quick. It was
oh my
crazy.
God. Wait, so yeah. You didn't even have to play the piano? In the
no,
audition?
I did. I had to. Oh. I didn't. For the audition, I did. And then I thought it was just like, you know, they wanted to just try to see if my vibe kind of fit in the film. I mm-hmm. didn't think that I would actually have to play. And so when I got to set, I'm like, okay, what am I doing? You know, like a couple, like for the fitting, I was like, what am I doing? They're like, okay, no, you're going to be playing. I was like, what? I was like, I had no idea that I was actually going to be playing the piano. So I was like, oh God, I have to go get the keyboard that I had already just returned to Guitar Center again and practice. I was just like, oh God. But I remember, and like, it was so sweet. Like, I was obviously super nervous to sing and mm-hmm. play because it's not something that I'm, you know, comes naturally to me. And I remember Margot Robbie so nice. And she's like, don't worry, I'll be there. And like, we'll like sing with you or whatever, even though that's not what he wanted. But yeah, she was just so supportive and sweet and made me feel really comfortable.
That's so sweet. Yeah. Were you intimidated at all to work with her?
God, of course. Like, I mean, just, it wasn't, yeah, obviously Margot Robbie, like, she's huge. But I know I had one day working with Leo DiCaprio, and I was like, oh my God, like, it was just insane. And then obviously just even like, I remember the first time I met Tarantino, I was like, I felt like I was gonna faint. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. It's just so nerve-wracking. Like, everywhere you turned, it was like some A-list celebrity. I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Is he super hyper? Isn't he like all over the place? Yeah,
he's pretty hyper. There's a lot of energy. Yeah, always like has like so much information. Like, yeah, he's such an interesting guy, honestly.
Yeah,
and really sweet.
Yeah, did he when he was directing, did he like specifically like tell you guys like working with the actors a lot, or was he kind of just hanging back and letting you guys do your thing?
No, he's very hands-on. Like, I remember one day we were shooting at El Coyote, mm-hmm. which was like honestly one of the most surreal experiences of my life. It was like, I cannot believe that they shut down all of Beverly and they had made it look like out of the 60s, like mm-hmm. all the extras, the cars, like it was pretty insane. And I remember Tarantino came to us. We were doing like the El Coyote restaurant scene, and he's like, okay, I want, you know, Emil to just say this monologue, and then I want you to say this line, and like just kind of like just directing us like so spontaneously. And like, I was like, oh my God, like, this Tarantino is telling us this, like, I can't believe it, like, it's surreal. He's a legend, you know, like, he's directing me right now. It was insane. No, he was very hands-on, like, yeah, everything was just like, what, yeah, he's very like specific of what he wants. And yeah.
did you feel like nervous or in your head when you were on set, or were you able to turn that off and just focus on the work?
I think, you know, there were days, because I've shot 5 days over like a period of 3 months, which was kind of crazy. Mm. Usually it's not like that at all, you know. You usually shoot just kind of, I don't know, it was an interesting experience. I definitely feel like I was nervous, and I don't know if that got in the way or anything, but I definitely felt like, oh God, this, like, I had to, you know, it's just, it was my first really big project that I've been on. And yeah, it was extremely nerve-wracking, I will say that. But yeah. I think, you know, if for certain scenes I was able to, you know, you just get into it. I remember Tarantino came to me and I had to do the piano scene, and he's like, okay, so do you want to go first, or do you want everyone else to go first? And I was like, no, I'll go first, you know, like, just gotta suck it up and just do it. And just like, you know, just do it. And I don't know, it's not easy though. But yeah. I think it gets easier with experience. You know, I just haven't had that much experience working on set. So, you know, with experience, you get more confident.
Yeah. And what was it like working with Leo?
Leo, oh my God, it was crazy. So we had, I actually didn't even recognize him in the, like, when I first saw him. And so we were, he was great. He was super professional. He was, you know, staying in character and everything. But it was a night shoot, and there was this, you know, I didn't realize it was him, but he was like smoking by Tarantino. I was like, oh, this stunt double, like smoking by Tarantino. Like, that's kind of rude. Like, maybe Tarantino doesn't want the smoke in his face. I don't know. And then I'm like, there was something really intriguing about him. I kept looking at him. Like, I was like, this guy looks just so interesting. And it put together, I was like, Leonardo DiCaprio, of course he's smoking, he can do whatever he wants. Like, it's Leo. But no, he was really sweet and nice and seemed like a genuinely nice guy. So yeah, no, it was great. It was so much fun. Such a great experience.
Yeah, it was so awesome. I saw it at the New Bev too, which I'm like so happy I did, because that's definitely the place to watch it. So it was such a fun experience. And I love how that theater caters to the films that they're showing, like all of the commercials beforehand that they're playing are like, you know, and all the previews are like of the era and stuff. So that was a cool. How was the and how was the premiere? Was it fun?
That I have to say is like, wow, what an amazing experience. Like, even, you know, they just don't make happy. Like, even huge Marvel movies or anything, like, they just don't put that much money into a premiere. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, like, it's like, it was one of those moments where you're like, this is unreal. And I actually went with my mom, which was such an amazing experience. And I remember we were like driving down to where the red carpet was, and you know, you have all the fans there like screaming. They're like, they don't know who it is. They probably thought it was Leo or Margo or Brad, or, you know, they're screaming. And then you like get out, and there's like this huge red carpet, and it's like it was by far the biggest red carpet I've ever done. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh my God, it's like intimidating, but you know, you just have to like get yourself together and do it. And no, it was really a magical night, I have to say. Just, yeah, it was great. It was just, they just don't do it like that anymore. They just don't. So
wow,
it was an amazing experience to witness. That's and so to be fun. Part of it. Wow.
Yeah. Was there a fun after party?
There was a fun after party. Yeah, there were so many people there. I remember I took a picture with Snoop Dogg, and there was, I mean, everyone was there. It was so much fun. Yeah. And my mom got to meet Margo and Tarantino, and yeah. And
that's
Leo.
So fun.
So yeah, great.
I love that. So two huge movies, you know, like pretty much right off the bat. Right. I mean, did you have a long experience with like auditioning much before that, or did you kind of just jump right in?
No, I mean, listen, like, thank you for saying that. It sounds like it's so easy. No, trust me, I've been pounding the pavement. It takes so much time, so many rejections, so many roles you didn't get. And, you know, it can look pretty bleak, you know, for a while. You're like, am I ever going to work again? Mm-hmm. But no, it's just kind of, I'm starting to see that, you know, every role that you get is kind of like meant for you. And some of the roles that you wanted, like, actually, you weren't right for, or the project didn't even do that well. So you're like, oh, I dodged a bullet on that one, or whatever it is. It's like, it's kind of like you have to just have faith that like those roles will come for you. Mm-hmm. But it's every single step. I will tell you that every single step is like a challenge. At least it has, I don't want to say a challenge to be negative, but like even becoming SAG eligible, getting an agent, like every step, it's like, there's lots of steps that go into it. For some people, it's easier. They can just get an agent right away. But for me, it took time. I didn't get a good agent till The Love Witch came out, when my agent had seen The Love Witch trailer and was like, oh, this looks interesting. And then ended up, you know, signing me from it when he went to see it. So it's like every step, it's like, it takes time. Even now, it's like, you know, it's very competitive. There's a lot of people out there, and there's a lot of things that are, you know, are involved with casting. I'd love to actually kind of do some casting just so I can have a better sense of like what it is behind the scenes, because it's still an anomaly to me. I'm like, what, how do you get this role? It's crazy.
Yeah. What is some stuff that you have learned along the way, or stuff that you didn't realize earlier on that you've kind of understood now at this point about the business?
I mean, I guess I've always been quite impatient and, you know, you just want everything to happen. Yeah. I know even some friends of mine that have been on big shows, they've always said, I guess I didn't think that it was just going to happen for me like so quickly. But I've spoken to other people who have been like, okay, this is it. After this role, I'm done. I'm great. I'll be good. You know what I mean? You think, okay, that's it. I don't have to like struggle so much or work so hard. And then it doesn't happen. You know, I can completely relate to that, but I just think it's mostly just realizing you have to have a lot of patience. It's not going to happen overnight. And it's basically, you're kind of just, you know, you make the connections and you're working yourself up the ladder, and it's, you know, just essentially just be patient and just keep working on your craft. And, you know, hopefully things will align. I think if you have your heart in the right place and if it's really what you want to do, because if you have, you know, if you have other passions and stuff, I would say it might be easier to pursue those. I'm not sure. I don't want to discourage anyone, but, you know, you really have to love it because it is difficult.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people don't understand how much work, you know, goes into doing anything in this industry and how much exactly patience, and people think it's like so easy, but it isn't. And you mentioned rejection. So how do you deal with rejection?
It's tough. I mean, it gets a little easier, but it definitely is tough. You know, I just didn't get this role that I really wanted just last week. Mm-hmm. And I really like, God, I worked so hard on it and I really thought I nailed it, and they went with someone else. And it's like, you know what? You just have to kind of say, just like how I said, that the universe knows best. For some reason that wasn't meant for you, and just like have faith that something that is meant for you will come along. Mm-hmm. But it can look quite big, you know, especially when you're like, when it's been several months where you haven't worked, you're like, will I ever work again? It's stressful.
Yeah. But, it's easy to go there, I guess, sometimes.
Sorry, what did you say?
No, I said, like I can understand that it's easy to go there, but of course, you know, you have to stay hopeful and busy and brush it off. And you did mention manifesting. Are you into manifesting and law of attraction and stuff like that?
Yes, I am. I definitely am. I know it takes effort to stick with it. You know, you can find because it does take energy, but I definitely I feel like I manifested Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I was like trying to manifest that one. And even I just think, yes, I think it's very important. And on that note as well, is also find other things that make you happy, not just manifesting, mm-hmm. but just like to be like a happy individual, like, you know, find other things that make you happy and don't put all your energy into like getting a role. Of course it's important, but you know, you're also, you know, an individual who has a lot to offer, you know, you have friends and family and maybe other interests. Mm-hmm. So just kind of realize that, because we can get so, you know, oh God, like single track minded. So just realize that you have a lot to offer, not just like based on the rules that you do.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But yes, manifesting on that note, I think it's important. And it's difficult to stick with it, but if you can, like, I think it's really successful.
Yeah. What kind of stuff do you do for self-care?
For self-care. Okay. So, well, actually through quarantine, I've gotten into cooking.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I find it very relaxing, just like chopping and doing a stew or something. And just like the long process of it, it's just very relaxing. It kind of calms me down. So cooking, I'm like into yoga. I take like online yoga classes, hiking, spending time with like my friends, you know, obviously with COVID it's difficult, but like small group of people that I've still seen, and, you know, painting a little bit, trying to be, you know, different, reading, watching. I think watching movies is like number one though. I love watching movies. So, and then a fake good face mask never hurt anyone either.
What do you like?
Like face mask wise?
Yeah.
Oh, I like a lot of Sicily. Mm-hmm. I know it's kind of expensive. I love those. I actually just splurged. It was quite on the creme de la mer. It's not a face mask, but it's, I've always wanted try it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So I love it. It's
the face cream.
Yeah. Cream. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I had heard so much hype about it. I'm like, I want to give it a shot. So I just got it like a couple of days ago and I like it.
It is amazing. But yeah. You have a good eye cream too.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah.
Is it really good? Yeah, I'm into it. I love products. So they're fun.
What other products do you like?
Oh, what else do I like? So actually I like this brand called Eminence. It's like an organic brand. Have you heard of it? It's like really good. I like their cleanser and their toner and some of their masks. Actually, they have a good mask for like acne, like to bring out impurities. So I like that one. What else? So yeah, the creme. I like also like vitamin C. I feel like that's really good for brightening. So I've been using that. I used a brand called Obagi, which is more of like a clinical brand, but it's actually very good. Yeah. So
did you use all of the steps of their stuff?
No, I just use the vitamin C. That's all. Okay. Yeah. So, but I like it. It's really good because I have like some hyperpigmentation and stuff. So yeah, I use that. And then a moisturizer. So the Creme de la Mer now. But yeah, I like to just kind of like experiment with different products. It's fun.
I love it.
What about you? Any good?
I like IS Clinical. You know IS Clinical? So I like their face wash and they have good serums. And then Dr. Nigma has a good hyaluronic serum. Very good. I have La Mer face cream and I just kind of switch it up. But yeah, I love products.
That too. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what we have. I mean, I think that's good about quarantine. It really made me kind of like double down on the self-care because what else are you gonna do, you know? You have all this time.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I was like, I'm not coming out with dry hair.
Exactly. The hair for me is like an issue. I have my hair needs moisture. It's quite dry, but you know, what can you do?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was great chatting.
Yeah, nice to meet you. And then where can we find you on social media? And if there's anything else that you want to promote?
You can find me. My Instagram handle is Rodson with a U. And I have a few projects coming out, two short films and a feature film, I think maybe next year. But just follow me and you can keep, I'll keep you posted.
Cool. Awesome. Right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
So much. Bye.
Nice to meet you.